We'll get a better chair. I can't get a chair. One of those chairs with the arm.
At least you got this.
Hey, at least. Yeah, let's talk to the next, whatever, just give people time to get it. Okay, help to speak to Zionist enough. Anyway, I thought it was something that was working to these. Okay, is it working? Nothing's happening. It's a green light. Now, yeah, so let's talk the bottom places. Mr. Badman, the Basayi, the devil places. Stamps the heart of Shikul Jemnos. He says, yeah, so what was the Mice in the Gemara? The Gemara said that we have here a case where Shimon owes the Me'amecha, so to speak. Not Mamas Me'amecha, it's the Zophon of the Milka, connected to Me'amecha. But anyway, he always will call it the Me'amecha. Shimon owes that to Reuben, and Reuben's Yoshim. At the same time, Reuben owed Shimon the achayis. The achayis for the kakam. So first thing Mara said, that Rami Rahamah said that Shimon loses because the Dmei HaMekach he owes to Reuben's children. But Reuben's children don't owe him anything because they don't have any kaka and the kalkam the asmi le mishtabdi. The other said that if Shimon's a pikeach, he could be magvedim karka. If we magvedim karka, then if he'll be magvedim karka, then it goes into Rav Nachman's Rav Nachman's rule. He's saying Shimon karka b'chayv sevi and b'chayv chayv sevi goy goy simiyeh. This Gemara initially thought works within machreu gaver. Then it's a steer novel. The Gemara says no. Why do we kind of have a gaver? The worst we should put it Rav Nos. And you say, "Mogei the karka, mogei the sevian." So the bachayv is goyved the karka. Kilo is goyving goyved from the second level. We need to have names over here. Is that worth it? Can you hear me without it? Better without it. What? I can't hear you, but you want to move closer? Don't close the windows. I was very happy for that. I'd rather have the microphone than the windows closed. So let's try. Is there a way to control this microphone? There shouldn't be all this feedback. Close would be better.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that how? Oh, I know what it is. It's a Zoom. I'll turn up my volume. Okay. That should be better. I turned up the volume on my computer so I won't get that feedback. Yeah. Okay. So the kids here, so it says in the Gemara that it wasn't Shibud Rav Nos. So I said, oh, didn't have. I'm getting closer. Yeah, I'm turning this off. You just move closer and I'm turning it off. How many guys are vaccinated, by the way, now that they have a center right here? Okay. Yeah, so normally we call it, let's say, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben lent money to Shimon, Shimon lent money to Levi. She put it on us, and Reuben went straight to Levi and collect. Let's talk like that. You know, it's going to be a little bit confusing because in Agamar, the guy in the middle is Reuben. So Shimon's money from Reuben, and Reuben's money from Shimon. So in Agamar, Reuben's the guy in the middle. Okay, let's just bear that in mind. But in the classic case of Shibud Rav Nosson or Rav Nachman's case, so you have Yisrael Mishav Elvah Karakah B'chayim V'Sevim, B'chayim V'chayim V'chayim V'Sinehem. So Reuben lent money to Shimon lent money to Levi. Shimon died. Shimon's children come in the grave of Karakah B'chayim V'Sevim. So Rav Nachman said that Reuben can come and collect that Karakah. Now how can Reuben come and collect that Karakah? That's Karakah that Yisrael got after Shimon died. Karakah that Yisrael buy after Shimon died is not Mishavud. So first thing I thought, it goes into my family grave. When Shimon's children collect the karka, it's as if Shimon had the karka when he was alive. The Gemara obviously is kind of the Habu. So the Gemara says, no, what's within Shibud Rav Nosson? Kilu Reuben's collecting the karka directly from Levi. Levi is Meshuvah to Reuben directly. The male, it's not called that he's been graver from the assignment. He's been graver from Levi, not from Shimon. He's not been graver from Shimon's children. In effect, he's been graver from Levi. That's Shibud Rav Nosson. When Agamar works the same way, Shimon could be gaver from himself because Shimon, he owes money to Reuben, and Reuben owes money to him, so he could be gaver kach from himself. That place is in Paymar, so Gabi Metalfa Nami Nevochi. Why is it only the Shigaku and Shigobu Kaka the Paymar Sevim? Why do you say the same thing by Metalfa? If Shimon was gaver Metalfa the Paymar Sevim, if Shimon's children were gaver Metalfa the Paymar Sevim, Reuben should also be able to take it. They could be Din Shibud Ram Nosim. So it's Pesach's premises that the din of Shibud Rav Nosson is shayach by metalkin too. Shibud Rav Nosson per se is not limited to karka. And the emesis, it's Gemara's meforosis. They have Shibud Rav Nosson by metalkin. They have a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Tezvav. Discipler, that's the word I said at the beginning. He points this out. There's two Gemara's meforosis. They have Shibud Rav Nosson by metalkin. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Tezvav by Hanoka. That was at his Exeris Hakosov. That the Odin only has to give Hanukkah. Hanukkah is me tzoncham, me goyim, me yigvecha, it's metachlum. That the Odin gives Hanukkah to the Eved, not to the Balchayu of the Eved, even though normally it's in Shibud Rav Nosson, but here there's exactly a cause of a loy le Balchayu. So that's metachlum. See the Shibud and Rav Nosson by metachlum. Reuben can go and collect directly from Levi. And you're having a Mar Baba Kama Daf Mem with a complicated case over there, with the Shomer, with the Shortam. The complications of the case don't matter. We're talking about the Shor. The Shor itself. And the Gemara says the Shibud Rav Nosson. So Shibud Rav Nosson is not limited to Kaka. Shibud Rav Nosson, you have by Metalton too. So Taisus is asking, so if you have Shibud Rav Nosson by Metalton also, so why is this thing limited to Kaka? Yisrael should go by Metalton to Chayv HaSavim. The Baal Chayv Reuben should be able to come and collect the Metalton. The Chayv Taisus means for that matter, go directly to Levi and collect the Metalton. The Taisus answers, the Mir Lui, the Dafka by Kaka Shayach Lamein Rav. The Baal Shibudi. The Shayach Kaka Zuma Shibud Rav Nosson, Chashvin Lai Kilu Biyodai. You can say this Shibud Rav Nosson over here, because Karka is since it's Meshuvah to Reuben, Chashvin Lekilu Biyodai. Because karka, the shibud they have in karka can't be alienated. If the lekeach sells the karka away, you can still collect it. So it's kilu. Kilu was biyad Reuben. Metalkin not. Exactly what Taisa is saying. We're going to get back to it at the end. Exactly what's the point of this distinction? We'll start a little bit with a step back. It was the right thing. Maybe would be to weigh Taisa's words exactly. But let's get some background first, and then we'll come back to Taisa and try to understand exactly what they're saying. The Mashal and this Tosis wants to explain the Shaklitari of Tosis. That the Shaklitari of Tosis revolves around the fundamental question in the nature of Shibud Rav Nosson. It's a basic question, how to understand Shibud the Rav Nosson. Is the pshat in Shibud the Rav Nosson that when Reuben lends money to Shimon, and Shimon lends money to Levi's, now Levi's chayav to Shimon, and Shimon is chayav to Reuben. The Shibud the Rav Nosson say that now Reuben, Kilu becomes the bachayav directly of Levi? And Shimon is like, now excluded. Now Reuben has a tefiyah directly on Levi? What you're trying to say, part of Shibud the Rav Nosson is that Levi can't say to Reuben, is that Reuben could have to go to Levi, and Levi can't say to him, La bal gorm di diya. Normally, Levi can say to Reuben, I never met you before in my life. Well, you want to take me to the Torah? Who are you? You never lent me any money. So you're trying to speak out first. This part of Shibud the Rav Nosson is that Reuben can come to Levi and collect. That's the portion of the chat in Shibud the Rav Nosson. So maybe that's what Shibud the Rav Nosson means. Reuben becomes the Bachayiv of Levi. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat in Shibud the Rav Nosson that it's a din of Shibud? That Shimon, not only is Shimon Meshabit, that just like Shimon's Nechosim are Meshubat to the Chayiv, that he owes to Reuben. So the Shibud that Shimon has on Levi is also Meshubat to Reuben. But just like Reuben can collect from Shimon's Nechosim, he can collect from the chasim that are meshubat to Shimon. The shibud becomes meshubat. The shibud that Levi has to Shimon, that's like something Shimon has. He has a shibud on Levi's nechasim. The shibud of Shimon that he has on Levi becomes meshubat to Reuben. So Rasha says that that's the din b'dvarim of Taisus. The Taisus in the Kasha thought that the way shibud of Nosson works that Reuben collects directly from Levi. And therefore, Taisus thought that what does it matter that Shimon is dead? Yeah, Taka, Shimon is dead, and the Talmud asked me, Lemishtavu. We're not talking about Shibud. We're talking about Reuben collecting directly from Levi. Who cares that Shimon is dead? Shimon's out of the picture. Reuben now is a claim of Levi, so let him collect from Levi, even the Talmud. Taisus, the parents, says the Mashah, that's how the Shibud Rav Nosson is. Shibud Rav Nosson means what's Meshubah to Shimon is Meshubah to Reuben. Reuben has a shibud Reuben has a shibud on the things that Shimon has a shibud on. The shibud could be mishtabed. I need to draw a picture. I don't even need a picture. Levi is mishubah to Shimon. That shibud itself is like something that Shimon has, and it's mishubah to Reuben. So in the Nela, that would be good if Shimon's alive. But now that Shimon's dead, not all of Shimon's nechosim could be meshubah to Reuben. Only Shimon's karka could be meshubah to Shimon. Now that Shimon all of Hashalom is not here anymore, so his karka is still meshubah to Reuben, but his metaltlin are no longer meshubah to Reuben. So karka that's meshubah to Shimon could still be meshubah to Reuben, but metaltlin that are meshubah to Shimon are not better than metaltlin that Shimon owns. If metaltlin that Shimon owns are not meshubah to Reuben, so metaltlin that are meshubah to Shimon are certainly not meshubah to Reuben. Did I say that right? If Shimon owns metaltlin, it wouldn't be meshubah to Reuben because Shimon died and metaltlin the asmulei mishtabdi. So if Shimon has a shubah and somebody else's metaltlin, it's not any better. And therefore, the metaltlin that Shimon has, Levi's metaltlin that are meshubah to Shimon, are not meshubah to Reuben because even Shimon's own metaltlin are not meshubah to Shimon. So how could Levi's metaltlin that are meshubah to Shimon be meshubah to Reuben? And that places a test. That Shibud Rav Nosson works with the Shibud and not Midin. That's not a direct claim. It works with the Shibud and Mevel is limited to. And now that Shimon is dead, so it doesn't work by metaltlin. The Mashal himself at the end throws in a line. Even though when Shimon is alive, the Shibud Rav Nosson even on the Talmud. But that's different. That last line, the Mashal is addressing a question, and it's really a very problematic question. If this is true, that the way Shibud Rav Nosson works is that the Shibud is Mishtabed, so how does it work on the Talmud even when Shimon is alive? But here we need to go to Shibud 101. Let's say I have a simple case. Reuben lent money to Shimon. That's it. Reuben lent money to Shimon. Reuben's alive. Shimon's alive. Shimon owes money to Reuben. Reuben can collect from Shimon, from his metalkalin and from his karka, from anything Shimon has. whom we can collect. That's not midin shibud nechassan. That does not need shibud nechassan. That's shibud aguf. Reuven can collect from Shimon. If Shimon has money, Shimon gives him money. If Shimon doesn't have money, he gives him other things. It's not because Shimon's nechassan were mishubud to Reuven. What if Reuven lends money to Shimon, and afterwards Shimon buys new nechassan that he didn't have at the time of the loan? Shimon would never mishabed those nechassan. Normally, when you're mishabed your nechassan to a chayiv, you mishabed the nechassan that you own already. Nechassan that you don't own yet are not mishabed. Unless you say beferish, you could say that you're mishabed nechassan the acne that I'll buy in the future, and then they do become mishabed. That's why in the ksuva, you ever listen when they're reading the ksuva, it's in the nechassan, he says that he's mishabed is nechassan. The kanoi with the osad anolu miknaya that I've already bought that I'm going to buy in the future. That's only because you spelled it out beferish from the start. So then you mishabed those future nechassim. But ordinarily, when you're mishabed your nechassim, you're mishabed the nechassim that you have now. You're not mishabed the nechassim that you're going to buy in the future. There's no shibud nechassim on things because you're mishabed the nechassim when you made the loan. When you borrowed the money, you're mishabed your nechassim. You're mishabed the nechassim that you own at the time. Nonetheless, Reuben can still come and collect anything that you have. Doesn't matter when you bought it, because it's not within Shibud Nechassim, it's within Shibud Haguf. You are personally liable to Reuben. Reuben can come to you and he can take whatever you have, preferably money, but if there's no money, then he can take whatever you have. That has nothing to do with Shibud Nechassim. Shibud Nechassim is important. It kicks in when you sell away your property. So if you have a land and you are Meshabed to the Chayiv, and then you sell it, so there's a lien on that property. That's called Shibud Nechassim. Then the Malva can come and he can collect the Nechassim from the Lekeah. He sold it with a Chayis, he can come back to you. If he sold it without a Chayis, he can't come back to you. But Akapanim, that's when Shibud Nechassim becomes important. That's when Shibud Nechassim becomes important. That's the concept of Shibud Nechassim. The Rishonim have a lashon. Shibud Nechassim works because the Nechassim are ravim to the Chayv. When you're Meshavim your Nechassim, means you made your ravim like cosigners to the Chayv. So now not only are you responsible for the Chayv, but your Nechassim are responsible for the Chayv. What that means exactly, but that's the lashon we should use. So based on the Gemara, nechassan inish inun areivim. So that's called shibud nechassan, and that's limited to nechassan that you own at the time of the loan, not nechassan that you bought later, unless you said v'feirish da'akni, the osur anayel miknayel, and that's limited to karka, not to metatul. If I borrow money from you, any kaka that I have at the time is meshubah to you. The kaka that I have is not meshubah to you. Kaka that I buy later is not meshubah to you. So if you're collecting from me, it doesn't make a difference. You can collect it anyway because you're collecting from me. It's not shibud nechassim. The difference is if I sell it away. So if it's a kaka, you can't go after it. If it's kaka that I bought later, after, you can't go after it. Kaka that I was meshabed at the time of the loan, that you can go after even if I sell it away. Or it makes a difference if the loiva dies. If the loiva dies, so and the malva is going to the yashim, so he can only go after the nechassim shubadim, not the nechassim that aren't shubadim. So he can't go after metalton; he can only go after karka. And lechayra, even I'm not a tazim, I'm sure of this, but lechayra, he can only go after karka that the loiva had when he made the loan, not karka that he bought later. But since the karka they built later doesn't have a shibud, so lechayr, just like you can't go after the lechayr, you can't go after the yisayim. Lechayr b'pshuta, that's how it ought to be. I'm not a pastor, I'm sure. It's an important question in my mind, but let's assume that that's how it is. But for right now, it makes a difference. Just understand what it means with only shibud nechassim and shibud aguf. Shibud aguf means you're collecting from me. When you collect from me, you can collect from anything that I have. Doesn't matter when I bought it, what it is, you collect from me. If you can collect my cash, you can collect my betalkut. Shibud aguf is when you're collecting my nechassim that became a raven to my chayiv, but they no longer belong to me because either the life is dead or because I sold it away. Then that's shibud nechassim. So now, Taisa says, how does shibud aguf work? So the way the mashal is doing in places, in the kasha thought, shibud aguf works, Reuven is collecting kilu directly from Levi. Shimon's out of the picture. That's what the Rambam says. So Pesach thinks, okay, so then even Metalton, if you're collecting, if Levi becomes Shimon's, if Reuven becomes Levi's Balchayv, it's like Reuven lent money to Levi, so he's collecting directly from Levi with Shimon Aguf, so he could collect even Levi's Metalton. And what does it matter if Shimon is dead? Reuven's collecting from, Shimon's irrelevant. Reuven's collecting directly from Levi. Levi's alive, Reuven's alive, why can't Reuven collect Metalton from Levi? So what did Pesach's answer? Again, without looking too closely at what it actually says in Pesach. But the way the Mashal explains places, what is Taisus' answer? Taisus answers that Shibud Ravnosan does not mean that that it's as if Reuben lent money to Levi. Shibud Ravnosan kishmoy kainu, it's a din in Shibud. That Levi's nechosim that are meshubit to Reuben are also meshubit to Levi's nechosim that are meshubit to Shimon become in turn meshubit to Reuben, because everything that Shimon has is meshubit to Reuben. So Levi's nechosim that are meshubit to Shimon in their own turn, become a Shubha to Reuben. But if that's the case, then Shibud HaDeh should be limited to Karka, even if Shimon is alive. Because if it's based on the concept of Shibud, even when Shimon's alive, what he's Meshabbat is his Karka. His Metalkin don't have Shibudim. You can collect from him anyway if you're collecting directly from Shimon, because that's called you're collecting from Shimon. It's not because there's a Shibud on Shimon's television. Not because there's a Shibud on Shimon's computer. There's no Shibud on Shimon's computer. But you can collect directly from Shimon. So when you collect from Shimon, you can, you know, turn him upside down and shake it out, whatever comes out. So that is, but that's Shibud Aguf. That's not Shibud Nechosim. But here you want to collect from Levi. If Kilu, Shimon's out of the picture and you're just going after Levi. So I'm saying, take Levi's Metalton too. It's Shibud Aguf. But if Pesach's answer means that that's not the way Shibud HaNosim works, Shibud HaNosim doesn't mean that Reuben has a claim on Levi personally. It means that Levi's Nechosim, that he was Meshabbat to Shimon, become Meshubbat and turn to Reuben. Well, Shimon Nechosim is only Karka, not Metaltalin. So how does Levi's Metaltalin, how do Levi's Metaltalin become Meshubbat to Reuben? Levi's Metaltalin aren't even Meshubbat to Shimon. If Levi sells them to someone else, then Shimon can't go, after them. Levi's metaltana, if Shimon's collecting personally from Levi, that's Shibud Aguf. But the whole point of Tosfos Teretz, the way the Rashi explains, is that Shibud HaNosim is a din of Shibud Nechosim. That the things that Shimon has includes the money that's owed to him. When we say that Shimon's Nechosim and Meshubit, it includes the money that's owed to Shimon. So therefore, the money that's owed to Shimon is included in Shimon's property that's Meshubit to Reuben. But by definition, Shibud Nechosim is only Karka, not metaltana. So why is the Shibud HaNosim and Metaltalin little? So that the Mashal throws in that last line. He explains places where it says that Shibud HaNosim works within Shibud. And he said, even though when Shimon's alive, it works even by Metaltalin. But that's different. Doesn't explain why it's different. That's part of the problem here. That's one of the problems here in places. What's going on? And the emphasis is this whole debate, this whole discussion, is Shibud HaNosim, is the Pshat in Shibud HaNosim. That Shimon is out of the picture, and now Reuben is munning. What do you mean he's being Tavea directly from Levi? Or is the Pshat and Shibud HaNosim that the Nechosim, the Levi is Meshavet to Reuben, become in turn Meshavet to that the Nechosim, that Levi is Meshavet to Shimon, become in turn Meshavet to Reuben? So this is a famous machlokes, the Ksais in the Nesivos. The Ksais in paper Aleph learns the first way. Shibud HaNosim means that Shimon is out of the picture, and Reuben becomes the Bach, the Lashon of the Tzai says, Reuben becomes the Bachayv of Levi Mamash. And the Tzai claims that it's Kutta Shel Mikra. Because what's the source of Shibud HaNosim? The source of Shibud HaNosim is because the Torah says by a kaifer the pikotin, somebody's kaifer in mammonus. Then the Torah says that if I owe you money and you come and you want your money and I deny it, say that's not, it never happened, and I take a shvur, and then I'm moida, so I have to pay keren b'chaimish. I have to pay you keren b'chaimish. So the lesson of the pasuk is v'nosin lasher oshem lo. So the word says, it doesn't say v'nosin lasher, I don't know, hilviloy or something. It says v'nosin lasher oshem lo, to whom the keren belongs. Oshem is the keren. So the Gemara says that's a remez to Shibuda de Rav Nosson, that Levi pays not to the one who lent him, but he pays to the one who, even to the one who ultimately the keren, the capital came from. And if Shimon got money from Reuben and he lent it to Levi, so Levi now, Levi pays Reuben, not Shimon. Shibuda de Rav Nosson. Zog t'tzais. And who does the Chaimish go to? Reuben lent $1,000 to $100, keeps him, $100 to Shimon. Shimon lent $100 to Levi. Levi took a shvu that it never happened. Now Levi has to pay Karen the Chaimish. That's $125. $125. Don't ask me why that's Karen. Because Chaimish is reckoned in the bar. So Levi has to pay $125. To whom does he pay $125? Santa Claus. The pshutei shel hadrosha, the nosan lasher oshem lo, he pays the keren and the chaimish to Reuben. Why is he paying the chaimish to Reuben? He was kafir to Shimon, mele the $100. So I understand she, but ultimately Reuben is claiming $100 from Shimon. Shimon is claiming $100 from Levi. So the $100 that Levi owes Shimon is meshubah to Reuben too. But why is it? Why should the chaimish go to Reuben? The tzitzis learns pshatim hadrosha. The chaimish goes to Reuben. Why? Shimon's, Levi's kfir was to Shimon, not to Reuben. Says the choice, no, Levi's kfir is to Reuben. Because the one that Levi owes really is Reuben. And even if it's Shimon who brought him to Beis Din, Shimon just becomes an agent of Reuben. But the kfir be'etzim is to Reuben. So Melechiv Chemish is to Reuben. So you see, says the choice, you see from the drush itself that the pshat from Shibud Rav Nosson is that Shimon's out of the picture. Levi now is his chiv is to Reuben, not to Shimon at all. That Reuben can sell the money that can sell. It's a contract. He can sell a chayv. The maimed shloshtim, he can sell a chayv. The maimed, the and the buyer, you can sell. If they're all there, you can sell the chayv. So if you owe money to me, so I can bring in somebody else and I can transfer the chiyuv to. I can bring in somebody else, and if we're all present, and agreeable, well, I don't even think you have to be agreeable. I can sell away the, as long as you're there. I can sell away the chayv. So the Tzais and the Chavish, let's say a case of Shibud Rav Nosson. You have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben can sell the Chayv that Levi owes to him, and he can sell it to somebody else. That only makes sense if it's money that's owed to Reuben. If it's money that's owed to Shimon, it's Meshubah to Reuben. What does Reuben have a Kayach to sell it? Levi owes money to Shimon, not to Reuben. So he says, no, says the Tzais, no, Lefi his Chiddush, Levi owes the money to Reuben, so Reuben can sell it like anything else, like any other Chayv that's owed to him. Said to the Sivis, also pay Bob Allah. It can't be. Because he says, if that was true, then what does it matter if Shimon dies? So of course in the Gemara that if Shimon dies, Reuben can't go after Levi and be greater from Levi Metatlu. Why not? Shimon's out of the picture. Who cares if he's dead or alive? It's between Reuben and Levi now. And therefore the Sivis learns the other theory of Shibud Rav Nosson. That Shibud Rav Nosson is a Shibud. That the shibud that Levi owes to Shimon is in turn mishtabet to Reuben. It works within shibud nechas. Yeah, but on the nesinus is shver, and the choice asks on the nesinus. I don't think the choice actually talked to the nesinus about this. He brings it as right in the first place. The Tzais brings Uriah against the Nesivis, and the Tzais brings Uriah to him from the fact that when Shimon's alive, Reuben can be going to Paris. Can be going to rather Metaltalim. If it's Midin Shibud, then how can Reuben be going to Metaltalim? But there's no Shibud on Metaltalim. Must be that it's a personal thing between Reuben and Levi. It's a Shibud. He's Reuben can go to Levi and take his Metaltalim. Not because the town Metaltalim is Shibud. Metaltalim are never Meshubud. But because there's a direct chiyuv from Reuben to Levi. Levi owes money to Reuben. So just like Reuben can go to Levi and take his money, taken down for his money, so Reuben go to Levi and take his metalim. That's nothing to do with Shibud Nechasim, it's Shibud Aguf. Because now Levi has a personal obligation to Reuben. So that's the machlekes. So we have a machlekes of ksaisa b'sivus, and each one has a raya to his shita. It's mamish the two tefillim in the mashal. The mashal learned that pshat and taisa. The havin is like the ksaisa, and the teres is like the b'sivus. Obviously, that's not how the ksaisa learned pshat and taisa. But each one has a raya. The ksaisa is a raya, and the b'sivus is a raya. The ksaisa is a raya that it's a personal thing between that a personal. Reuben is munning Levi directly because he seeketh him. He can mun metatlin. If it was a din of shibun, metatlin had no shibun. And the other in the Nesivas has a raya that is a din shibud because if it was a din that Reuben is money Levi directly, so what does it matter if Shimon died? Yeah, maybe we can say on behalf of the Tzais that the Olam will say like the Tzais that Reuben is money Levi directly. Shimon's out of the picture. And that's why, as the Ksois brought the raya, that's why Reuben can run metalton from Levi, because it's a shibun aguf. He's munning the chayv itself. It's not nechos, not shibun nechosim. He's collecting the chayv because Levi now it's like the Ksois is master about chayv and mamish. Ivan Esteves says the kasha of why is it different if Shimon dies? If now it's between Reuben and Levi directly, so what does it matter that Shimon died? How come if Shimon died, Reuben can't go collect from Levi directly? They even can say that even though Reuben becomes Baal Chayv of Levi Mamish, maybe that's only called man that there's a matzav of Shibud Rav Nosson. Meaning, as long as there's a matzav underlying everything, that Levi owed money to Shimon and Shimon owes money to Reuben, so then we can say that transforms the Levi owes money to Reuben. But the minute Shimon dies, the whole thing breaks down. So now there's no Shimon anymore. There's Yoshi Shimon. Yoshi Shimon don't owe money to Reuben. So maybe then Shibud Rav Nosson breaks down. But I don't understand. If when Shimon dies, Shibud Rav Nosson breaks down, so how come if the Yisraelim were going to Karka, then Shibud Rav Nosson? If Shimon died, then Shibud Rav Nosson broke down. Now all you have is the Yoshim. The Yoshim, Karka that the Yoshim buys is not Meshibud Rav. Right? Yisraelim Shekhanu Karka is not Meshibud Rav. If you're telling me that Shibud Rav Nosson rests in the fact that even though the Tzais is right, that really we ignore Shimon, we just have that Reuben is the Machayv of Levi Mamish. But Shimon has to be there, so that in theory, underlying everything, there's a Chayv from Reuben to, from Levi to Shimon, and there's a Chayv from Shimon to Reuben, and that's undergirding everything. And now we can say that Reuben is Machayv of Levi Mamish. But when Shimon dies, that's gone. So let's think about it. What happens when Shimon dies? So now who owes whom? What Chiyuvim remain? Well, Levi still owes money to Shimon because Levi still owes money to Shimon's Yoshim. And that's possible. Levi has to pay Shimon's Yoshim. So as far as what's between Levi and Shimon, Shimon could be dead. So fine. So it's Shimon Jr. So Levi owes money to Shimon Jr. So it's still that chiv is still there. But does Shimon Jr. owe money to Reuben? No, not at all. He didn't borrow money from Reuben. Reuben is not Shimon Jr.'s Baal Chayv. If Shimon Jr. inherited the karka from the estate, that estate would be Meshubit. But that's not what happened. Shimon Jr. only inherited Metatul. So the Torah, if Shibud Rav Nosson requires Shimon's presence over there, even for then if Shimon dies, it should break down. If it's a Din Shibud, so it's not, if it's a Din Shibud, like the Nesivas, it's not so bad. I don't care that Shimon's Tachiv is gone. It's fundamentally a Din Shibud. Levi has a Shibud to Shimon's estate. And if it's Karka, so the Karka that's Meshuvah to Shimon's estate is Meshuvah to Reuben. Because Shimon's estate is Meshuvah to Reuben. Yeah, but if it's fundamentally a din of Shibud, we don't understand how Reuben can go collect directly from Levi. The kids, each theory has problems. Each theory has problems. We have if so far we have two theories of the Tzitzis theory and the Tzitzis theory. The Tzitzis theory of Shibud Rav Nosson is that Reuben is a Bachayu of Levi Mamish. It's nothing to do with Shibudim. It doesn't say in Shibud Rav Nosson that Levi's Shibudim become a Shibud. It's not a Shibudim. It's a din that since Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuben, so Kilu Levi owes Reuben. That's a nice theory to explain how Reuben can go and collect the talmud from Levi. That's one of the Tzitzis rights. You know, how did that work? Because Reuben is Bachayu of Levi Mamish. So that's the strength of the Tzitzis. The weakness of the Tzitzis approach is that it doesn't explain why doesn't explain why when Shimon is dead, when Shimon dies, if it's still a chayv, if Levi's still, if Reuben's still a chayv of Levi, let him go and collect the metalku. Like who cares if Shimon is dead? That's what Rasinus says to the Ksais. And if we'll say on behalf of the Ksais, yeah, but Reuben, it's true, Reuben is collecting directly from Levi, but only when there's a Shimon in between. So since Reuben could have collected from Shimon and Shimon could have collected from Levi, so now since Reuben is the Bachayv of Shimon and Shimon is the Bachayv of Levi, so Reuben becomes the Bachayv of Levi. But when Shimon dies, Reuben stops being the Bachayv of Levi. Well, if Reuben stops being the Bachayv of Levi, then how does he go? So why does it matter if it's, why is Kaka any different?
Why?
But not for sheep in the pasuk.
Right.
So maybe. But then we have to say like there's both things. There's the choice and the mitzvahs. Like the fish you go to the rabbis. There's a shibud of the rabbis of the choice. That Reuben is the bachayv of Levi mamish. That's only when Shimon is alive. And then it's also the mitzvahs of shibud of the rabbis. That Levi's nechasim are mishubah to are that Levi's shibud to root. Levi Shibud to Shimon is also Mishtabat to Reuben, and that's limited to Karka, and that doesn't need Shimon to be alive. That's a very hard thing to say, that there's two Shibud and Nasus. There's the Shibud and Nasus and the Tzibus Shibud and Nasus. How do we get two things out of one puzzle? So the Tzibus theory is difficult. On the other hand, the Tzibus theory is difficult. If it's just within Shibud, then why does it apply to Metalton at all? That was the last line in the Mashal. But even though when Shimon's alive, you can collect metalton, but that's different. Why is it different? Like if fundamentally shibud or nosin is a din shibud by definition is only by karka, not by metalton. I can collect your metalton personally from you. It's not because I have a shibud on your metalton; it's because I'm collecting from you. But we're saying the whole part of shibud or nosin is a din of shibud, that the shibud of Levi to Shimon is mishtabed to Reuben. So by definition, it should only be karka. Like you see when Shimon is dead, so why is it different when Shimon is alive? That's the tension of you always going. That's yeah, again, I mean, maybe there's a welcome to say this. Two shibud of Rav the three shibud of Rav and the nesivus is shibud of Rav Nosson. Well, that by itself is a difficult thing to be certain. Then there's another set of problems here. There's three cases. And it's not so clear what's the relationship between them. There's three things that Shimon could do that L'chayra might affect this whole balance of here. They seem to have different halachas. One thing Shimon could do is die. So we know what happens when Shimon dies. Reuben can no longer collect the metalton from Levi, but Karka can still collect. So if the Yisraelim collected Karka, go over Karka and then there's still Shibud the Rav Nosson. But if the Yisraelim collect the talisman, then there's no Shibud Rav Nosson. That's the thing when Shimon dies. There's another thing that Shimon could do. He could be Meichel L'chayv. Shimon could say, I'm Meichel L'chayv. Levi, goodbye. I'm Meichel. What happens then? How does that affect Shibud Rav Nosson? So that's the ritual in Ksuvah Zachites. The ritual says Shimon cannot be Meichel. Cannot be Meichel because Levi's died through. Shimon can't be Meichel. I don't remember exactly the lashon of the ritva, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch passes like this ritva. And the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, this is Pei Vav Hei in Shulchan Aruch, he says, Shimon cannot be Meichel because Shimon, I don't remember the lashon of Shulchan Aruch either. More or less, the lashon is that Shimon is out of the picture. Shimon is nostalgic. Shibud, since the Shibud Rav Nosson, so Shimon's irrelevant. Shimon's Mechil is irrelevant. Since the Shibud Rav Nosson and Reuben is money, Reuben is money Levi, the fact that Shimon was Mechil is irrelevant. Then in the third case, what if Levi paid Shimon? Didn't pay, just Levi went and paid Shimon.
So that is a Shuvas Harosh. The Stiker brings the Shuvas Harosh. And Shukran brings it. The Stiker talks about it. The Shuvas Harosh in the beginning of Chalai and Gimel, in this word of Shukran Aruch, Pei Vav Hei, says that if Levi was Nischayev to Reuben in Basin, and Basin passed him that Levi has to pay Reuben, and then Levi went and he paid Shimon, so he has to pay Reuben again. He still has to pay Reuben again. If it's winds up paying double, he has to pay Reuben anyway because of Mazik Shibudai Shel Chaver, because he's a Mazik. Since based on Paskin that he has to pay Levi, he has to pay Reuben rather, Levi has to pay Reuben. So now by taking the money that based on Paskin is going to Reuben and giving it away to Shimon, who apparently doesn't have to cough it up I mean, I guess Reuben can collect from Shimon too if he has the money, but Lamaisa Levi is chayav to him because he didn't mazik. He's called mazik shibudai shel chaver. Okay, so all the details of mazik shibudai shel chaver, I don't know exactly right now, but I'll compare him, the shayav is medayik, but if to come out to mazik shibudai shel chaver, he didn't mazik, because since based on any paskin, the Levi has to pass it, there was already a gemar din that Levi owes money to Reuben, and now Levi takes the shibud, takes the karka that he was going to use for that, or whatever the money that he was going to use for that, and he gave it away, so he has to pay Reuben as a mazik. So the disciples said, what mazik? Forget mazik. Levi owes money to Reuben. What do you mean mazik? Forget mazik. Levi owes money to Reuben. He didn't shibud the Reb Nosson. How can he get out of it by paying shibud? But he owes, Reuben is b'chayvish Levi mash. So the disciples says, it sounds like Reuben's not b'chayvish Levi mash. He owes money to Shimon. Shimon owes more money to Reuben. But if he satisfies the chiyuv through Shimon, then Reuben's So here we have three different cases where Shimon is somehow getting removed from the picture. He's either dying, or he's being Michael, or he's getting paid. Different ways of removing. And yet they seem to be different. On the one hand, if Shimon is Michael, it seems to have no effect. The Torah says, no effect, Shimon's not about Gavi here, but he doesn't care if he's Michael. Reuben's money directly from Levi. So then if Shimon dies, it should be the same thing? You know, what's the difference if he's Michael or if he's dies? He removed himself from the picture. In a way, I would say that Michael should be even more affected. If he dies, he left Yosef. Yosef maybe still plays some kind of role over here. Shibuddin, there's things going on by the Yosef. But if Shimon just was Michael, then Imamish effectively put an end to his role in this whole scheme. But it seems to be the opposite. That when Shimon dies, that does have an effect. When Shimon dies, it affects him. Now Reuben can't go and collect directly from Levi, can't collect from Talmud, and Shimon's death changes things. But Shimon being Michael has no effect at all. So we'd say, Shimon, you're not a Baldover to be Michael. If Shimon's not a Baldover to be Michael, so why is he Baldover to die? And then when Shimon gets paid, also it doesn't seem to have an effect. And again, when Shimon gets paid, it does seem to have an effect. Shimon gets paid off. So we didn't mazik. Reuben, if it was a gemar din, then this didn't mazik. But if there was no gemar din and Shimon just gets paid, then Shimon's mustal. So why is Shimon getting paid different than Shimon being meichel? Well, if Shimon can remove himself by getting paid, and then Reuben has no claim except that's mazik if it was a gemar din. But otherwise, Reuben has no claim. So why is it different if Shimon was meichel? So this is also part of this plunter, this mess. How to wrap our heads around Shibud Reb Nosson? Does it run through Shimon? Does it not run through Shimon? If it runs through Shimon, then if Shimon dies, was Michael, was paid, all these things, so Shimon's out of the picture. So you lost the linchpin, so the whole Shibud Reb Nosson should break down. If it's not going through Shimon, if it's direct Reuben is about Chayv of Levi Mamish, then Shimon should be totally irrelevant. Instead, we seem to have it, we seem to be all over the map. If Shimon dies, then there is a certain amount of Shibud Reb Nosson for Karka, but not for Metalfalin. And if Shimon is Merkel, then it totally doesn't affect anything. But if Shimon is paid, then it does seem to break the Shibud Reb Nosson. Then at least Kaimu Kalad Dvarim Alolu. You see, so reading over here, there's an abundance here of problems. Again, that's a clear picture of what's happening in Shibud Reb Nosson. So the Stiple says of art, he just says it to explain the difference between Shimon's being Meichel on the one end and Shimon's getting paid on the other. Meichel had no effect. when he gets paid, it does seem to break the shibud of the Rav Nos. What's the difference between being meichel and getting paid? But I think the stipend word could be a whole key to the whole stuff, the whole havan of shibud of the Rav Nos. The stipend says the following. Stipend draws a distinction between, in every chayv, between the chayv itself and the tchus to be going with the chayv. He doesn't say too much hasbara. Let me add some hasbara, but he just says this distinction. He says, when I lend money to you, there's two things. First of all, my money is now by you. We've spoken many times that a chayv is like a she'ela of money. Like I told you, the Rashford says that ribbis is rental for the money. Not that the money's gone and now you have some new chiyuv. My money is sitting by you. You're borrowing it. Like if I lent you my axe, my axe didn't disappear into the cloud. I lent you my axe. You're using my axe. You're paying me rent for my axe. When I give you my money, you're using my money. Ribbis is that you're paying me rent for my money. Rashford explaining why, if not for this Ethereum, ribbis would be mechayev. You would have to pay the ribbis. Like, why do you have to pay ribbis at all? What did you get? What did ribbis? So actually, yeah, you would have to, if not for the Issa Torah, you would have to pay ribbis because you're renting somebody's money. One of the places where you see this concept that a halva means my money is sitting by you. Because money is in it is, even though, what do you mean? You spent it. I gave you $100, you spent it. How is my money sitting by you? Where is it? It's in the accounting, it's on the ledger. Money doesn't have to be in physical. Money could be disembodied. My money is sitting by you. On the books, my money is by you. That's called the money gavuch. And there's another thing that because you're my Baal Chayv, so after 30 days, I have a right to come and be good with the money. For 30 days, I don't have a right to be good with it. Some of us, whatever, we can make up for longer, for shorter, but some of us, 2 weeks after I gave you the money, it's my money sitting by you, but I can't ask for it back yet. After 30 days, I can be teveya that you have to take this disembodied Mimani Gabach and you have to turn it into something, turn it into cash, turn it into puzzle, turn it into karka. You have to give it back to you. That's the schuz kavir. So Taita says two things. First of all, he says, Mechila, by definition, is on a schuz, not on a mamon. That sounds like very abstract, but it's actually very concrete. This is my computer. If I say I'm meichel my computer, it doesn't stop being mine. It doesn't mean anything. What meichel? What do you meichel? I could be mafker it. It's a whole different thing. That's like a hakla. But the notion thing is like I'm meichel my computer. What is it? If you owe me something, I could be meichel. Mechil is on a peel. On a schus. If I have a schus by you, I could be meichel my schus. If you're my neighbor, I can be tevei you, hezek rio, you're blocking my view, but I could be meichel. You can make a kinyan, I'm meichel. So on schusim, you can have a mechila. And you can't be meichel your property, and therefore it's not yours anymore. Says the Feitler, in Shibud of the Rav Nosim, the chayiv does not transfer, does not become one chayiv directly from Reuben to Levi. There's two chayivim. There's a chayiv from Levi to Shimon, and there's a chayiv from Shimon to Reuben. That's not like it says. That Reuben, or at least not totally like it says. But he says, what Reuben does get is the chus hagvir. Reuben gets, without Shibud Ramosin, Reuben couldn't be gave anything from Levi. Now Reuben gets the chus to be gave Shimon's chay from Levi. And Reuben, when he's gave the chay from Levi, that hatches up both chaymen, both chaymen. The chayv the Levi al Shimon, the chayv the Shimon al Reuben. Reuben has a schus to be gaiva from Levi, and in one fell swoop, then to clear the ledger of both chayvs. So he's making a distinction this time. The chayvos don't transfer. It's not because that Reuben doesn't. Levi does not owe money to Reuben. He owes money to Shimon, who owes money to Reuben. But it's not just shibudim over here. There is something that now is linked up directly from Reuben to Levi. Not the chayv, it's less than the chayv itself, but it's more than shibud. It's the schus to be gave with the chayv. I think that the deep havana here is the Sifa doesn't say this, but I think I think the havana here is there's a Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Pesvav. The old Rashbas were printed at the end of Kiddushin. Now in the new prints in the Mosad Rav Kook, they have it in Daf Pesvav. It's not clear. It's a whole long arichus. It's not clear if it's from the Rashba himself or from a Talmud of the Rashba. But he talks about Mashama Rabbeinu. It sounds like it's Talmud. But whoever he is, he's the Rishon. He has the Roshon several times that Kibbutz the Rav Nosson is based on the idea of Apuchi Matarosa Lomoli. Apuchi Matarosa Lomoli is a Roshon Bar in other places. That means, why go roundabout? Why go roundabout? Levi's going to give the money to Shimon. Shimon's going to give the money to Reuben. Apuchi Matarosa Lomoli, why not just go straight, give the money straight from Levi to Reuben? That's the idea. He says himself, Avadis Exeris HaKosuv. Because without the Exeris HaKosuv, Levi can say to Reuben, Balav Baldram Didiya. So you need a Pasuk. But what the Pasuk says is, why bother? Why bother that Levi should pay Shimon and Shimon should pay Reuben? Apuchi Matarosa Lomoli. I think that's like, those are the words. I think the Stipler is based, is a lumdish havana of what this Rashba or Talmud Rashba is saying. That the Torah said, Apuchi Matarosa Lomoli is not a reason to merge the Chayvus. Levi owes money to Shimon and Shimon owes money to Reuben, and that does not change with Shibudah Rav Nosson. But Shibudah Rav Nosson says, the Torah says in Shibudah Rav Nosson that normally it's the two purposes. Shimon has a right to be goyim from Levi, Reuben has a right to be goyim from Shimon. Look at Rabbi Yosef Lomeli. Let's just give Reuben the right to be goyim from Levi, and that would patra both chayvus. So because of the Hukim Rabbi Yosef Lomeli, the Torah says that the Torah says that in such a scenario where Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuben, that's still true. It's two chayvus. But the schuz gvir now goes directly. Reuben gets the direct schuz gvir in Levi. But when he's gvir, what happens is two separate chayvus are clear. I imagine he could be going from Shimon too if he wants. I imagine. But he doesn't have to be. He can be going directly from Shimon from Levi. What? No, he can't be going with both. I can't be going with, because there's only one. Reuben has, okay, there's only two. There's only, Reuben only has one chayv on Shimon. And Shimon only has one chayv on Levi. But the Torah says that instead, that you could do it the hard way. Shimon could be going with the chayv from Levi. Reuben, his chayv from Levi. Reuben could be going with his chayv from Shimon. That's the hard way to do it. But the Torah says there's an easier way. Let Reuben be going directly from Levi. We're going to give Reuben the right to be going directly from Levi. When Reuben's going directly from Levi, so automatically both chayvus are clear. So the shibud and Anasa gives Reuben a schus gvi and Levi. It's not just a shibud. It's a schus to be going directly from Levi. That's why Reuben go to Levi and take money. We're metalkalim. If it was just shibudim, shibudim is only kaka. The kaka don't have shibudim. They don't shibud nechassim. But it's not like the nesivis. The nesivis understanding was that shibud nechassim. Just like Shimon's nechassim are meshubud, so the nechassim that are meshubud to Shimon are also meshubud. Shibud nechala. But so he says, that doesn't explain metalkalim. There's no shibud nechassim and metalkalim at all. But Shimon and Nosson works by metalkalim too. Reuben's going to take metalkalim from Levi. So the story says, oh no, it's a different shot. The shot is that now Levi owes Reuben. So the Nesiva says, if Levi owes Reuben, then Shimon dies, so who cares? Levi owes money directly to Reuben. Who cares if Shimon dies in the middle? The Sifa is giving me a Derech HaMelech in between. It's two separate chayvus. That's why if Shimon dies, it breaks down. Because now there's no chayv from Levi to Shimon anymore. This is chayv for the Yisayimim, and that has different rules, and we're going to come back to what exactly happens with the Yisayimim. But I can point out Shimon's death has a big effect. Because if when Shimon dies, the chayv that Shimon owed Reuben now is pretty much gone, because Shimon's dead, and Shimon's Yarshim don't really have a chayv to Reuben. I mean, their property has a lien, but so Shimon's death is going to be consequential. But at the same time, but Reuben can still go directly. But if Shimon's alive, Reuben can still go and collect directly from Levi. That was one of our problems over here. If Reuben can go and collect directly from Levi, the Talzulin, it sounds like we're not talking about Shimon Nechassim. We're talking about that Reuben is about Chayvei Mamish, like the choice. But if Reuben's about Chayvei Mamish, who cares if Shimon dies? And this type of gives me a way to navigate this. No, there's two different Chayveis. Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuben. When Shimon dies, that's going to be very consequential. But the schusa, if Levi dies, or if Levi gets paid. If Shimon gets paid, rather, if Levi pays Shimon, the case of the Tshuva Sarosh, if Levi pays Shimon, that's it. Now one chayv is gone. All that's left is the chayv from Shimon to Reuben. So there's no Shimon to Ramosim anymore. The Rosh and Mechavis, that there was already Gemar Din, the based in Paskin, so he's Mazik Shibudish Lechaveri. That Reuben come after Levi as Mazik. It's based on already passing, you should give the money to me, and now you gave it away, so this is a mazik for you. Here again, all the halachas and mazik shibudish chaveri, I don't know so well, and I'm not going to, I don't want to call it halusig, but the point of it, we did mazik, that's the type's observation. We did mazik, but we did shibudir ramosim, if Shimon was paid, that's it, there's no more shibudir ramosim. Yeah, I understand that, because if Shimon was paid, then there's no longer a chayt between Levi and Shimon. So where's the shibudir ramosim? There's two chayvus. Shibud and Nosim doesn't turn the two chayvus into one. It doesn't make Reuben the direct bar chayv of Levi. There's two separate chayvus. And if Shimon dies or Shimon gets paid, then that has a consequence. But, and this is the disciple's word, but if Shimon is meichel, that's nothing. That's what Papa said. Because in the thing, Lord, you can't be meichel the chayv. Chayv is my money, Gabo. You can't be meichel. It's like being meichel your computer. My $100 is sitting by you. What's to be meichel? I could be meichel my schus gviyah. And we say, my $100 is sitting by you, but I'm meichel the schus to be gavit. But the schus gavir here went to Reuben, not to Shimon. That's the time. So the schus gavir is by Reuben, not by Shimon. But if as far as the schus gavir is concerned, as far as mechil is concerned, Shimon's not a player. That's coming from the cycle. I think this is beautiful mahalach. It's in between the tzoyis and the nesidus. And it avoids a lot of these problems. So now we need to think about, so what happened exactly when Shimon dies? Because that's the most complicated case. Shimon dies and he left Yosha. So it says in the Gemara, that if Shimon's Yosha collect metalim b'chayvus aviyim, Reuben can't collect. But if Shimon's Yosha collect Kaka the Chayvus Aviyim, then they could collect. Then Reuben could collect. That's why this case is very hard to understand. Manasha, if Shimon's death doesn't prevent Reuben from being given from Levi, so let him collect the Talmud. And if it does, and if we're now looking at it, then it goes, if it's Kilu Shimon's still here, so let Reuben collect the Talmud. And if we're looking at that Shimon is gone, and now it's going through Yoshim, so then how does Reuben even collect karka? When Yoshim get, let's say Yoshim got the karka, let's say even that the karka of Levi is meshubah to Shimon's Yoshim. But shibud is mikano l'habogayv. Then it's still mikano l'habogayv. When did the Yoshim get the karka? After Shimon died. So the Gemara said, so will she be like Yoshim shekano karka? L'achay misis aviyim, that's not meshubah to the bachay. So Gemara said, no, meshubah to the rabnos. What does shibud to the rabnos in hell? If Shibud and Nosson is still around, as if Shimon was around, so that even Metalton should be able to be going. This is an issue that we don't exactly, this is what Tyson's grappling with. And this we don't exactly, with this we still don't know what to do with exactly. But maybe this type is going to help us to have a possibility. This is not what the disciples, I'm going beyond what the disciples talked about. We're saying this is the problem. We don't understand how to look at, Masho's grappling with this. Tyson's is talking about it, but we know what Tyson's saying exactly. If I look at a Kilo Shimon still here, like hard, you know, like what's as if Shimon's still here. So then why can't Reuben go and collect from Talpin? When Shimon's alive, Reuben can collect from Talpin from Levi. LMI, no, I don't look at it as going through Reuben anymore. Reuben's gone. I look at it as going through Yoshim. I don't look at it as if Shimon's still here. Shimon's gone. I look at it as going through the Yoshim of Shimon. So at the end of the day, so what is if it's going through the Yoshim of Shimon, if the Yoshim of Shimon would actually buy Karka, it would not be Meshubah to Reuben. So what is happening to Karka that's Meshubah to them? Go to Reuben. It's just Meshubah, but we can't have a Goyim. So I want to make a suggestion, and this is where I'm the least confident maybe in exactly. But I want to make a suggestion, and maybe this is Havon in Tosfos, maybe we could read in Tosfos. Pretend like this. The etzem, there's two chayvus. The chayv that Levi owes Shimon's estate, and the chayv that Shimon's estate owes to Reuven. There is still a chayv from Shimon's estate to Reuven. That by itself, this is parenthetically. That by itself, the Tumim talks about. That's actually a little bit hard to understand altogether. When somebody dies, it's a guy, I'm a case. Joe lent money to Frank, Frank died. So Joe comes to Frank's estate and he collects car. You know, how does that work? However, Frank's dead. But you know, but there's a shibud. His estate has a shibud. What's a shibud? A shibud, we said, the Rishonim says an arvus. Person that puts them our raven bears chayv. But how can the chayv be our raven to a chayv that no longer exists? Moshe, the Rishonim would say, Gemara says that if I sell a chayv, I sell a star. I have a star on you, and I sell it. Material stars. So the Gemara says, even if I sell away the star to a buyer, which I'm allowed to do, I can be meichel the chayv, and then the buyer is out of luck. Sounds like a Ponzi scheme. I'm going to sell you. Somebody owes money to me. I have these bonds. People owe me money. I sell them to you, and then I make the chayv. The Gemara says it works. Why does it work? I sold somebody else the chayv. How can I be meichel? How can I be meichel the chayv that I sold away? The Talmud Shani say because Makir is Doris is the Rabbanon. So, but Rabbi Natan holds Makir is Doris is the Raisa. The Shani say the reason why I can be meichel is I can only sell the sheep, but I can't sell the chayv. I can sell the sheep in the chosim. I can't sell the chayv. The sheep in the chosim by karka, so that I can sell. But the chayv is a disembodied thing. I can't sell it. And then when I'm meichel the chayv, so you can't have any more sheep in the chosim. The sheep in the chosim is only backing up a chayv. But if the chayv disappears, then the sheep in the chosim is meaningless. So the tumim asks, so every time somebody dies like that, the chayv disappears. He's dead. The yarshim didn't borrow any money. They don't have any personal obligations. Why are you collecting from the estate? Because of Shiva Nechasim. Shiva Nechasim is backing up a chayv. The chayv disappears. What's the difference if the guy was merchant? If you're merchant the chayv, the Shiva Nechasim disappears. So why, if he dies, the Shiva Nechasim should disappear? It's not the problem. I have two grapples with that. Somehow the chayv doesn't disappear when the guy dies. Here's the last thing that I think I mentioned in Bava Metzia, that as well, that the Yoshim have a certain chiv l'fay yachayv v'savirim. It's not so posh that the chayv disappears when the guy dies. So let's say there's still a chayv. There's a chayv from Levi to Shimon. There's a chayv from Shimon's estate to Reuben, even though Shimon is dead. But Shibud Rav Nosson, that's still two separate chayvus. Shibud Rav Nosson doesn't merge the chayvus. Shibud Rav Nosson is about the chayach ha-gviyam. Since Shimon or Shimon's estate has a koyach to be given from Levi, and Reuben has a koyach to be given from Shimon, so there's an apuchim matarosu lomeli, and that's the bedrock. If when I can say apuchim matarosu lomeli, then Reuben gets the koyach to be given from Levi. So is there an apuchim matarosu lomeli over here? If we want to know, does Reuben have a koyach hagviyah from Levi? So we have, the question is, it revolves around, well, is there an apuchim matarosu lomeli? What would happen if I did it the long way? If I did it the hard way? Even though this is a shortcut. It gives you koyach hagviyah, it's a shortcut. What would it look like if we tried to do it the hard way? So it depends when we would do it. If we would do it the hard way while Shimon was alive, Shimon would collect from Levi, and then Reuben would collect from Shimon. So then it would work. We would have it would work, but it would be the laborious way of doing it. So Apukah Matar also lonely, so Reuben gets a Koyach HaGvir directly from Levi. On the other hand, if we waited till Shimon died, and that's when we started doing it the hard way, then it wouldn't work. The Yoshim would collect from the Yoshim collect from Levi, but Reuben wouldn't be able to collect from the Yoshim because Yoshim Shekhanu Kakal Achamisa Savim, it's not Meshubit. So when we ask ourselves, is there a Koyach HaGvir? When Shimon dies, does Reuben still have a Koyach? There's two separate Chayvis. There's still two separate Chayvis. When Shimon dies, the Chayv that Shimon owes Reuben somehow doesn't disappear. Whatever, that's the Tumim's observation. Some of the Chayv is there. But does he have a Koyach HaGvir from Shimon? Does Shimon have a Koyach HaGvir from Levi? And most important, does Reuben have a Koyach HaGvir from Levi? Well, Shibuli Ragos says that he has a Koyach HaGvir when you can say Afufim after Osa Lomali. Well, can we say we are Afufim after Osa Lomali? So I want to suggest that Tosfos is saying that here's that there's a distinction between Karka and Metaltalin. But when it comes to Metaltalin, I measure the Atuchim Matarosu Lomali, I measure the long, laborious way of doing it, as if I was doing it right now, B'Shas HaGvir. But when it comes to Karka, I measure the Atuchim Matarosu Lomali as if it was done at the time of the Halva right away. While Shimon was still alive. And Tosfos has a chat, why that's so. Tosfos says, Tosfos says, by karka, shibud karkois is the chalois in the karka itself. Haraya, once I have a shibud in the karkois, once I have a shibud in the karka, the loiva can't alienate the karka away from me. Even if he sells it, I can still go after the karka. Even if he's meirish, I can still go after the karka. So when a loiva is meshavet his karkois to me, that's a chalois in the karka. Maybe it's even a kinyan in the karka. Remember, we saw a place where the Vasai Zion and Aleph and the Tat and says, why can't you sell shibud? Karka is making the kesef shavah chazaka, so if I have a shibud and karka, why can't I sell it? He says, yeah, but it's ain't a b'shusay, so you can't sell it. It's too disembodied to sell. But it's some chalois in the karka. Shibud is a chalois, maybe even a kinyan, but we'll call it the faster merubah like the faster. We'll call it at least a chalois in the karka. And that's how, right away, as soon as you have a shavah, you karkois, there's a chalois shibud that's chal in the karka. Metaltalin is not the way. Metaltalin, there's no chalois, there's no shibud in the chosim and metaltalin. There's no chalois in the metaltalin themselves. I can collect your metaltalin from you, but it's not a chalois in the metaltalin. If you sell a metaltalin, I can't go after it. If it says places, when you're talking about karka, so I measure the question of does Reuben have a koyach hagriya from Levi? I measure it. I define it as does Reuben have a chalois shibud in the karka of Levi? I made a strong way to say it. I measure the Afuchim Atarosu Lomali. Was there an Afuchim Atarosu Lomali, which will then give Reuben a Koyach HaGvir directly to Levi? I measure the Afuchim Atarosu Lomali at the time of the Chalais HaShibud. At the time of the Chalais HaShibud, Shimon was alive. At that point, there was an Afuchim Atarosu Lomali. You know, Shimon will be gave the Karka, Reuben will be gave from him. Afuchim Atarosu Lomali, that gives Reuben a Koyach HaGvir directly in Levi's Kachais. So now Reuben has a Koyach HaGvir directly in Levi's Karkois. Even if Shimon dies, Reuben still has the Koyach HaGvir. But when it comes to Metaltalin, there's no chalois ability to be given to the Metaltalin themselves. There's a chalois, and I can shake the guy down, and I can take his Metaltalin too. But it's not a chalois in the Metaltalin themselves. The Mela, that's totally the Afuchim Atarosa Lomali, there is measured only at the time of the Gvir, and at the time of the Gvir, Shimon is dead. So since Shimon by that time is dead, and Reuben can't be given from Shimon's, then there's no Afuchim Atarosa Lomali, because if Shimon's Yorshim would be given Metaltalin, or even Kach, but Metaltalin for sure, Reuben couldn't be given from them, because Metaltalin would be asking the Levishtabli. And besides the fact that they're getting it after Mises Avim. So in Metaltalin, I measure the Afuchim Atarosa Lomali now. And now Shimon is dead. So there's no Afuchim Atarosa Lomali, and Reuben doesn't have a Koyach HaGvir later. But when it comes to karka, there's a chalois shibud in the karka immediately. Because shibud karkois is a chalois in the karka. So then I measure the koyach hagviyah, the afukim atarosu lomali, at the time of the chalois the original chalois of the chiyuv. I want to suggest that's what Tosfos means when he says that by karka, it's keilu the shimon was tefes mechayim. But by metaltalin, it's not as if Shimon wasn't, because you can't alienate the karka, Tosfos says.
But by metalkin, it's not as if Shimon was teifis mechayim.
Teifis means is by karka the afukim teifis mechayim means afukim matros alamli. No way of saying afukim matros alamli. Reuven can be going from Levi if there's an afukim matros alamli. So I can look at it as if, you know, why go the long way that Shimon was going with, and then Reuven was going with Shimon. Reuven gets directly a chiv, an ability to be going from Levi.
So there, since the chalais shibut karkois is mechayim, so it's kilu gova mechayim. Means, what does he mean kilu gova mechayim? Mikano labo goyva, it's not my friend goyva. What do you mean kilu gova mechayim? When you read the Tosha, it's right away a problem. What do you mean kilu gova mechayim? We're going in Rova, Rova's mikano labo goyva, you're not goyva lima freya, so what's the gova mechayim? Tosha means, avare, the gvi itself is the mikano labo goyva, it doesn't become yours till you're goyva. But the apukim after also lomali, when you say, did the Torah give Reuven a koyach a schus gvir from Levi? That depends on whether there's an afukim after also. And that's measured in Mechayim, because Mechayim was already a chalosh shibut. It was a chalosh shibut in the karka. You can't alienate the karka. So since Shimon got had a chalosh, it was a chalosh shibut. Shimon got a chalosh shibut in Levi's karkois, and Reuven has a chalosh shibut in Shimon's karkois, and that was already Mechayim. That was true. So mainly the afukim after also normally kicked in. And once it kicks in, it's now Reuven is a koyach hagvir from Levi direct. Koyach hagvir. That doesn't matter if Shimon died. The chayv is still there. We have to say, like the Tum pointed out, the chayv doesn't disappear. Shimon's the state. There is still a chayv somehow, even though it's hard to understand. But the chayvim are there. But we need the koyach hagvir. We need Reuven to have a koyach hagvir directly from Levi. For that, we need a pukim matar also lomali. Well, Mechayim there was. So Mechayim was chal, a koyach hagvir, Reuven to Levi. A shenkim and a talkum where it's not kilogom Mechayim. There's no chalois koyach hagvir in the metalkin. When you gave it, you gave it. So there is still shigur in Rav Nosson, but there's still a fukim after also lomali, but it's measured by when you gave it. And when he's gave it, Shimon is dead. When Shimon's dead, Reuven does not have a koyach hagvir from Shimon's estate, from Shimon's yorshim. Then there's no fukim after also lomali, and there's no shigur in Rav Nosson. Yeah. Hey, it's a yam. Shibud and Nosson is a yam. But, hey, maybe this is something. Okay, Sunday I'm probably not going to be here. I have a unveiling that I have to be involved with. So, see you on Monday, Mr. Shibud. Go back if you have a fight playing a mask, you say, so see.